This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Tara McKenzie. And we are talking about the Conway Public Library's summer reading programs. And they've got a whole slew of them for all ages. You can find more information anytime by going to conwaypubliclibrary.org. That's conwaypubliclibrary.org. Thank you so much for joining me, Tara.
Hi, Tony. Thank you for having me. Yes, the Conway Public Library has reading programs for every age from birth to adult. We break them up by ages. We have 0 to 5, which is a program where readers come in, they read with their parents or with their caregivers. And when they read together, they put a sticker on a log and they get a free book every week. The next program is our reading program for ages 6 to 12, and they pick out their reading log. They choose whether they're going to read 20, 40, or 60 minutes at a time. And then when they read 10 times, which is about a week, we try to make it about a week, they get a prize every time for 5 weeks. That usually takes them through the summer. Because it's reading 10 times, so it takes a little bit more than a week. And we entice them to come in. We entice everybody to come in with our weekly programs, which we'll go over in a minute. We also have a teen reading program, which we've made a bingo sheet of activities and reading. And every time they complete a square, they get a raffle ticket for prizes. They also get a small prize every time they complete a bingo, and there's a variety of prizes they can get for that. Our last program is an adult program where the adults just read a book and tell us the number of pages, which we convert into minutes because our community challenge this year is to read to the moon. Our theme is space, and with the Apollo 50 mission, we were impacted by that, so we decided to have the community read to the moon. It's 238,900 minutes, and we think we can do it, so we want everybody to participate in that challenge.
And that challenge is basically a page counts as 1 minute.
Right. So for the adults, every page is a minute. For the teens, every activity is going to be translated into minutes. For the readers who are 6 to 12, they are counting minutes. And for the pre-readers, 0 to 5, their parents are helping them count the minutes. So everybody is counting minutes to the moon.
Counting minutes to the moon. It's part of the Space, a Universe of Stories theme for the reading programs, summer reading at the Conway Public Library. And on top of the various programs and all these really cool prizes which you can get, and you can get things like a Dairy Queen cone certificate or Sea Dogs baseball tickets and Applebee's appetizers and mini golf games at Pirates Cove and Aroma Jones smoothies and get a day pass to a New Hampshire theme park. So some really awesome reading prizes.
Yeah, we work really hard to reward the reading, and if a student or a reader comes in and they don't like the prize that they're supposed to get at that time, we're very flexible at giving other prizes. And the teens, we also, they can get anything from the reading program, but we also have other prizes for them, like we got tickets to the Met Coffee House, we have Amazon gift cards, things like that. We have the Five and Dime gift cards for the teens to put their raffle tickets into. So we really try to reward reading, even the adults, when they read 2 books and give us the number of pages, they get a prize. So we really try to entice everybody. During the week, we put on performances. So there are 9 of those performances throughout the week, and they range from an activity to a performance to a lecture and a party. So we have things like the first one, we start with Shred Your Ed, where we're asking kids to come in after school, the last day of school on June 19th, and bring their old homework or their backpack, clean out their backpack, shred their old papers, sign up for the reading program, and get their ice cream certificate. So that, we really want to have fun with that and get rid of the school year and start the summer reading program.
And I feel like that'll be a really popular one, because I could tell you I have old homework going way back. I'm almost hoarding it in the sense where it'd be like, this is like a historic artifact. But I could see a lot of parents being like, this is a really easy way to get rid of all this extra paperwork, and it gets kids to the library to get them into reading. So it's a great way to start the summer. Other programs, we've got the Science Tellers presentation.
We've got the Science Tellers. We have a couple of programs like this where it's an action-packed adventure, and it uses the audience participation. They're going to rescue aliens, and they're going to take the audience with them in their action-packed adventure where things are going to fly around. They're going to do experiments. They're going to launch a little water rocket. They're going to have a lot of fun with the audience. We have a couple of those programs. We also have programs like Stories Behind the Stars, where Matt Krug is going to tell mythological stories and how they were forever saved up in the skies. One of the programs that I think will be fun is live music and food trucks, where we're going to just have a band and some food trucks where you can buy some food, hang out, dance, relax, do whatever you want. The library, let's have fun. My favorite program is the rocket launch. We're going to have a combustible rocket set off by the National Association of Rocketry. This is too big for the library, so we're having it at the Kennett Middle School Fields, and that is from 4 to 6 p.m. on August 7th. Every other program is at 6 p.m., but this is a little earlier.
And we were talking before the interview, this is not like a little model rocket. This is legit engine-fueled rocket.
Yes, it's a big rocket, and it's too big for me, so I hired the National Association of Rocketry to come.
That is too
set
cool.
Set off the big rocket, and then we're going to have smaller kits for the kids to do.
That is too cool.
I'm really excited about that. I've never seen a real rocket go off, so it's going to go high in the sky. The last thing we're going to do is have a space party where we're going to mark our progress to the moon. Hopefully we'll make it. If we don't, we're going to mark our progress, and we're going to compare astronauts ice cream to Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and I think that will be delicious.
I don't know. I feel like I might need multiple samplings of both to make that comparison.
I think I might too.
It's Space, a Universe of Stories is the theme of the Conway Public Library's summer reading program, and they have all sorts of performances going on every Wednesday. These are interactive, so basically you get to go in and take part in different activities that the library will have going on. You can find more information on any of this and the different reading programs for all ages by going to conwaypubliclibrary.org. That's conwaypubliclibrary.org. And you've given me my slip for doing the reading, and it's actually, this slip is just for two books.
Yep.
And are all the slips just for two books, and then they just change them out as they go, or?
Yes, for the adult reading program, the only thing you have to do is read two books, give us the title and the number of pages so we can translate that to minutes, and then you get a prize.
Very cool. So it's Space, a Universe of Stories, and it's the Conway Public Library's summer reading programs for all ages, and they also have all sorts of interactive activities going on throughout the summer. You can go to conwaypubliclibrary.org for more information. That's conwaypubliclibrary.org. Tara, we're out of time, but thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for the commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.